Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
That's it, folks. Closing it up.
Night, Coach. See you later, Coach.
Night. Good night, guys.
So, Nami, what do you see? You want to stop off, get a bite to eat?
Come on, Cliffy. I have a wife to go home to.
Oh, that's all right. We can stop by, pick her up. You know, I haven't met her yet.
I don't think so. Not tonight.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute, Who are you ashamed of, me or her?
Well, both, I guess.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Hey everybody, I'm back.
Last week on Cheers, yours truly, Cliff Clavin, postman extraordinaire and happy wanderer, returned from a vacation in the paradisical state of Florida. It was an invigorating and magnificent experience. I'd like to tell you all about it, but certain parties insist I fill you in on the rest of the story. So, Diane and Sam, as you may know, had a little falling by the wayside. After they went their separate ways, Sam went back to his old ones. I didn't happen to get the license of the wagon Sam fell off of, but back to the bottle he went. Diane, on her side, went what we euphemistically call... and spent a little time in a hospital in the country. After she got out, Coach talked her into coming into Cheers to try to talk some sense into Sam. She talked him into seeing a psychiatrist of her acquaintance. Sam agreed, not knowing that said shrink and said Diane were dating steadily and, rumor has it, heavily. Sam, in fact, is laboring under the misconception that Diane still carries the torch for him. And Diane, naturally, thinks that Sam is the torchbearer in this situation. You know something? I think I may have the wrong batch of slides here. These are my snaps of FLA. Oh, well, you all know what Sam and Diane look like, but a lot of you poor, pasty wretches have never seen the old Sunshine State. What we're looking at here is... Hey, all right, who pulled up plug? Hey, very funny, Wiser. Come on.
You're a failure at everything you've ever tried to do. And you're gutless because you won't admit you're a failure. You've hurt your friends. You've hurt everyone who's ever tried to reach out to you. You make me sick!
Sam, tell me what's on your mind.
I'm wondering how much this is going to cost me.
You're thinking of money.
Yeah, I hope it's not going to be a lot, because the truth is I get Diane to come in here and do this for free. She used to abuse me for free all the time.
Well, it wasn't exactly free. I had to sleep with her.
You know, Sam, beneath your flippancy, I sense a lot of hostility towards Diane and towards myself.
Look, I haven't had a drink in 10 days. I know I got a problem, but I'm going to AA, and I really think I'm going to be okay.
Oh, you're better than okay, Sam. You're abundantly human.
Didn't you just say I made you sick a minute ago?
Well, I was confronting you, Sam. Forget about a minute ago. I'm now telling you that you're abundantly human.
Well, great, great, because I really think I'm going to be able to handle this now.
I don't.
I'm abundantly human, remember?
Sam, don't you see what I'm doing here? I'm putting you on an emotional pendulum.
Oh, I don't want to be on an emotional anything. I just want to quit.
Uh-oh.
What?
This is very distressing. I hear Sam the failure talking.
You said I was abundantly human twice.
An abundantly human person is not resistant to change.
I want to quit. That's a change.
Sam, you're becoming compulsive on this point. I think we should double our sessions.
Double? Oh, come on, Fraser. I'm going to be okay, really.
Well, your progress has been remarkable.
Good, good. Let's quit before you change your mind.
Sam, there's that word. Quit again.
Do you realize that you keep saying it? Could you stop saying it if you wanted to? Fraser.
Sam, I know a quiet, peaceful little place in the country. I could get you in for the weekend. Lovely grounds, nice food. Dress is casual. In fact, your tie and belt will be confiscated.
Fraser, I'm not going to the hospital. I am not going to have any more sessions. We're through. That's it. Now get the hell out of here.
Sam, we did it!
Did what?
You're a whole person, Sam. Really, I mean that.
I am?
You stood up to me and took control. You're no longer a man who needs to run away from his problems, who needs to drink, needs to spend his weekends at a hospital in the sticks, bombed on Thorazine. Goodbye, Sam. Be well.
Oh, Fraser, I'll wait.
Sam, Sam, you must break this attachment. Swim, Sam. Swim.
No, no, Fraser, no. I just want you to tell me what you think put Diane in the ha-ha house.
Well, I'm not a doctor, and even if I were, I couldn't discuss it with you.
Ah, it doesn't matter. I know she went nuts because I kicked her out of here.
And by the way, Sam, I don't think you should use the word nuts when discussing Diane.
Well, you've met her. Give me a better one.
Bonkers. You see? You don't need alcohol to have fun. In my profession, there's no such thing as a closed door.
That explains how Diane got out.
You know, as long as you hang on to that wonderful sense of humor, I don't think you can ever go completely astray. Goodbye, everybody.
So long, Doc.
Hey, Fraser, say hello to all your loons for me.
Carla, why do you keep building walls between yourself and everyone else?
Have you taken a good look at everyone else?
Touché.
Here's to Sammy. 10 days without the slow death of demon alcohol.
No, no, come on, you guys. Don't toast me for that. I tell you, getting back on the bottle was the stupidest thing I ever did. I was reading in an article the other day. Alcohol actually eats huge holes in the tissue of your...
But, you know, some people like bartenders who tell great stories and jokes.
No. Give me a good temperance lecture anytime.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Hey, well, thank God I don't have an alcoholic personality.
You don't have a personality.
Carla, I'm going to resist the temptation of hurling a rejoinder in your direction primarily out of the respect I bear for members of your gender.
Please, make sure that's all you bear for members of my gender. Hello, everybody.
Coach, come here.
Come on. Coach, this is the moment I've been dreading.
What, Sam?
Well, Diane's here, and she's probably going to beg me to get back together again. I'm going to have to break her heart.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
No, the terrible thing is I'm looking forward to it.
Well, then after being in the Everglades a couple of days, Seminole Indians found me and made me an honorary mail carrier of the tribe. Hi.
Hi, Sam. Is Fraser here?
No, he just left. We finished our session.
Oh.
He's making remarkable progress.
Well, it's you I want to talk to anyway.
Yeah, I know. I figured. Well, you probably still remember where the office is, right?
Oh, yes. I've seen it in my dreams.
Coach, I'm going to take a break here.
Hey, Coach. Who's Miss God's gift to the world?
Gee, I didn't see the show this year, honey. I think Miss Kansas won.
Strange to be here again.
Ooh.
Using a new cologne?
Oh, no, that's the roach bond. But you know, hey, that's not a...
Yeah, well, down to business. Sam, there's something I've been keeping from you, and I've got to tell you and tell you now.
Well, there's something I need to say to you, and I think I ought to go first.
No, no, I think maybe I should go first.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm over you. You're over me?
Well,
you don't think I still... Well, of
you
course
betcha.
I... You thought
I was. Well, so did you.
What are you doing?
Coach, I think something we thought we'd seen the last of is just about to resurface.
Yeah, my lunch.
Diane, rest assured, I have no feelings left for you. Nothing.
I assure you, I feel less than nothing for you.
Then there's nothing really left to say.
There is one other thing you should know. It's quite important, really. There's another man in my life, and he's someone you know.
Really? Who?
Frazier and I have been lovers for several weeks.
Ooh.
What do you mean, ooh?
No, I'm sorry. I just got a little mental picture there. It took me by surprise. Well, why didn't you say something sooner?
Well, Frazier didn't want to tell you because he was afraid it would interfere with your therapy. We had a terrible fight about it. No. Actually, we had a wonderful fight about it. Frazier has taught me that fighting can be wonderful if you lay out the ground rules, share your hurt, and never lose respect for the other person's abundant humanness.
Boy, you people with full lives. Well. Wait a second here. Guys, I think you ought to hear this. Diane here's got herself a new fella. Turns out that she and Frazier Crane are lovers.
Ew.
What do you mean, ooh?
I mean, you two should be very happy together.
Sam. I thought you said she was still nuts about you.
Well, I was wrong, Coach. And I'm happy to be wrong.
Me too.
Well, so, I guess this is goodbye.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Diane, what are you doing here? I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, Frazier, I'm so glad you're here.
Diane, you shared our happy secret with Sam, didn't you?
Yes, and he took it wonderfully.
In fact, just to show you how wonderfully, let me buy you a drink here.
Why, thanks, Sam. I'll have a white wine spritzer.
Well, okay. I'll have one, too. It's our drink.
You two meet in the bin, did you?
Yes. And it isn't a bin. Golden Brook is a pastoral retreat. Did you hold hands during the lobotomy? Carla?
Diane, take a joke.
I love you. Frazier is a consulting psychiatrist at Golden Brook. He wasn't my therapist.
How did you two get together?
I was playing croquet on the North Lawn one beautiful morning. It's a game I learned during my stay there, and I got quite good at it.
I saw you do that. You are a naughty, naughty girl.
It was
very naughty. I saw you do it. Admit it. Come on, be a grown-up.
It was amazing to me how I could just lose myself in the flow of the game.
Now I'm annoyed.
I found when I played with someone of equal ability, it gave me an appreciation for the nobler aspects of sport and competition.
What is this business?
No, I'm not going to play with you anymore.
Well, fine, then go to... Oh! Frazier happened by in the midst of this spirited contest, and he stopped to correct a flaw in my swing. My opponent on that particular day was as crafty a strategist as I. We really brought out the best in each other. Frazier remained not only to watch my game, but to good-naturedly arbitrate a close call for us. I must admit that under the attentive gaze of a distinguished doctor, I lost some of my concentration on the game itself.
Loud in the croquet lawn. Who's your doctor?
Who would have guessed that a leisurely game of croquet would provide me with such a trophy?
Indeed.
That's quite a story.
How is your romantic life going, Sam?
I'm dating a girl right now that I think may just turn out to be the woman I've been waiting for all my life.
Oh,
thank you.
Sam Malone! You went out with my sister! How did you think that wasn't going to get back to me, huh?
I have had just about as much as I can take from you. As far as I'm concerned, you never existed.
Well, the search continues.
Swim, Sam. Swim.
Great. Great. Now I gotta work another Saturday night by myself. Sam, you promised you weren't gonna boink any more waitresses in this joint unless it was me.
Well, obviously I'm gonna have to find somebody to fill this job where I can keep my hands off of. You looking for work?
Thank you very much for the very attractive offer, but I'm not interested.
Well, no, I understand. I mean, silly of me. You couldn't possibly come back to work here.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all, but obviously it creates a kind of problem for you.
Marcia, could we go now, please?
Of course, dear. I guess this is goodbye for now, Sam, but remember, there's no such thing as a former patient. I think you'll find that once you've been a patient of mine, I'm always there when you... Oh, great. I'll bet this is important. Where's the phone? It's,
you know, in the hall there. Why don't you have a seat there?
No, thank you.
I understand.
What do you understand?
Well, I assume that what you said in the office there was the truth, but obviously you're feeling some kind of sexual tension around me. I guess sitting that close would be kind of rough on you.
The fact of the matter is, I don't want to work here because I think I have a better lot in store than a life of serving beer to squamulous laggards.
Please, Diane, the man's in the room.
When Fraser comes back, will you tell him I'm waiting outside, please?
I understand, really. Maybe it'd be safer to wait around the corner there. I do give off this kind of aura.
That's the roach bomb.
Ah.
Diane, please, I have something to say to you, and it's straight from here.
What is it, Coach?
Well, this is my heart, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Diane, honey, if you walk out that door, he's back on the bottle.
Oh. Well, I can't be responsible for that.
Please, Diane, don't tear his heart out again, please. You'll be doing us both a big favor if you just stick around for a little while, a couple of 3 weeks, just till he gets back on his feet. Please, son.
Well, I've gone this far. I might as well persist until he's recovered.
She's back!
If Fraser approves, I'll stick around and help you through your waitress problem.
Whoa, wait a second here. You mean to tell me you're actually coming back to work here?
I'll take it until a better job comes along. Cleaning up after rodeos, for instance.
Great, huh, Sam? Diane's back.
It's great. What did you say to her?
It was easy. I said, she walks out that door, she's back in that nut house within a month.
Oh, I see.
I gotta tell her.
No, Carlos. Well, welcome aboard, Miss Chambers.
Thank you, Mr. Malone.
That coach is a pretty smart fella sometimes, isn't he?
Yes, he is, Sam.
Well, enough said about that.
Yes, enough.
Well, Diane, shall we be off?
Oh, Fraser, I think I'm going to come back to work here.
What? No, 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 no. No. Listen, as Fraser Crane, M.D., I don't think that's a good idea for the two of you. And as Fraser Crane, man, I don't think it's a good idea for the three of us.
Fraser, listen to me. Sam needs my help in the bar. If you feel any spark of jealousy, please, let me assure you, I could work side by side with this man for the rest of my life and feel nothing.
Work? Hell, I could live in the same house with her and never be tempted.
I could sleep in the same bed and get nothing but a good night's rest.
I could get out of jail after 12 years. Serve on a ship with an all-male crew for another 4. Be dropped off on a desert island for another 3, eating nothing but raw oysters. And if Diane were to walk out of the surf naked one day, all I'd want from her would be the hockey scores.
And you wouldn't even get that.
I'm afraid that's not good enough. Diane, we're leaving.
Excuse me, Diane. Doc, can I have a word with you, please?
What about?
Listen, Doc. You take her out that door now, and those two will be dreaming dreams about each other from now on. But if she worked here, Doc, the hatred... Oh!
You know, I'm glad Coach stopped me to ask about career opportunities in psychiatry. Yes, Harvard is excellent. You see, it gave me some time to reflect. Diane, you must come back to work.
I must.
You and Sam went through a violent emotional experience. Now, this will give you an opportunity to diffuse, to demythologize your romance.
Isn't he amazing?
Abundantly.
Are you going to tell Carla?
Yeah. Maybe you ought to give me a hand here.
What's this all about? Hey!
You got her?
Check.
Yep. Carla, Diane's coming back to work here.
Really? At last, some help. And she's had experience, too. I hope she can start right away.
No. Take her in the back.
Oh, you think I'm going to try to kill her or hurt her or maim her? No.
Walls. Well, Sam... Diane and I really must be going. But it looks like we'll be seeing each other again.
Yeah, I guess we will. Hey, Fraser, let me congratulate you here on your new honey.
Why, thanks, Sam. I've never been happier.
Let me congratulate you too, Diane.
Oh, for heaven's sake, give her a kiss.
Why not?
Why not? Seems appropriate.
Now there's a healthy beginning.
Yes.
Nuts about me.
Pitiful.